This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and I've had Robin Witten with me this entire week. Hello, Robin.
Hello. We're wrapping up a great week.
We are. So how are we wrapping?
Well, you know, it has to be a mystery. But this is a little twist. This is a collection of short stories called Daggers Drawn, edited by Maxim Jakubowski and read by an ensemble that includes Maxwell Caulfield, Gabrielle DeQuire, Justine Eyre, Alex Hyde-White, John Lee, Juliet Mills, Kate Orsini, John Rubinstein, and Stefan Rudnicki.
Ah, what a cast.
It's quite a cast. And this is interesting. It's a collection of 19 short stories that have all won the Crime Writers Association Dagger Awards.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Each of these stories is so beautifully paired with one of the narrators. And, you know, we have quite an ensemble here. So
are they 20th century, 21st century? How?
Well, some of them are mostly 21st century.
Okay.
But I think some of them are older. They're crime writers like Ian Rankin, Denise Mina, Jeffrey Deaver. Some of them are Brit, some of them American. There's a big variety here.
And 19 of them. That's quite a few. I mean, the length has to vary or you would have been listening forever.
Some of the stories are very short, but most of them are about an hour, close to an hour. But what's really interesting, I mean, this cast, Stefan Rudnicki leads the cast. And so he reads the introduction. You know, it's a great variety, but I have to say that this is a problem that I have with collections and anthologies of all kinds. The way audiobooks are indexed, which means in this case, they're not really indexed in the sense we don't know who the narrator is of each story.
Mm.
So as you roll from one story to another, you get the name of the story and the author, but not the narrator.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, no, that is annoying. And does a different narrator read each story or do some do double duty?
There are more stories than there are narrators.
Okay. So some read two.
Stefan reads several. And, you know, he's a golden voice. He has this wonderful, deep baritone. I particularly loved his stories, and he never disappoints.
Okay, so tell me, who are we going to be listening to? Are we listening to Stefan or somebody else?
We are going to be listening to Alex Hyde-White, who is reading from a story called Roots by Jerry Sykes.
And the collection is Daggers Drawn by Maxim Jakubowski, and it's narrated by a full cast.
A deep haze shimmered before my eyes, turning the view into a faded watercolor. At the foot of the hill, I could just make out the abandoned buildings of the old brickworks, the corrugated iron sheets covering the doors and windows booming in the wind like thunder. To the north of the brickworks, I could see the old cemetery. The gravestones like broken teeth scattered on the ground, the spire of the church reaching upwards like a skeletal finger to scratch at the sky. To the south, armies of trees ran down the valley and circled the village. I turned my attention to the sweep of hill before me. Where the quarry had once been, there was now only a sunken crater filled with scraggly brown grass the dead land all that remained of the landfill site. Green grass crept up to the crater's edge and waved at its dead kin. I wiped the rain from my eyes, felt the sting of tears.
I like the way he extends some words like haze. You know, it gives this portent of like, okay.
Yeah. The thing about a short story is everything is condensed. So The suspense and, you know, the menace is there immediately. And it's, you know, it's just kind of coming along as you go through, and they have to, you know, get it all done in less than an hour. Really a great form. And obviously these are award-winning stories and, you know, quite brilliantly done by this collection of narrators.
And all we need is an index so we know who they are.
That would be very nice.
Yeah. Okay. That is Daggers Drawn. It's edited by Maxim Jakubowski, and it's narrated by multiple performers. Robin, what a good week it's been.
A great week. I so enjoyed each one, and they're all so different.
I know. They really are really different. Thank you. I'll talk to you next month.
All right. We will. Thanks.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Oasis Audio, publisher of The Phantom Stallion, The Nancy Drew Diaries, The Boxcar Children, and other great children's classics. Visit oasisaudio.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads 4-Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.